Title: Pennsylvania Human Relations Act, Guide for Complainants. From the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, sites.state.pa.us/PA_EXEC/PHRC/publications/literature/web_GFORC.htm. Page 1, The Law. The Pennsylvania Human Relations Act makes it unlawful in employment to refuse to hire, to discharge, or to otherwise discriminate in any term or condition of employment because of race, color, religion, ancestry, age 40 and above, sex, national origin, non-job-related disability, retaliation, possession of a diploma based on passing a general education development test, willingness or refusal to participate in abortion or sterilization, or to refuse to contract with certain independent contractors for the same reasons. In the area of housing, commercial property, and public accommodation, the Act makes it unlawful to refuse, withhold, or deny housing or public accommodation, or to discriminate in any terms or conditions associated with the provision or use of such housing or accommodation because of race, color, sex, religion, ancestry, national origin, disability, use of a guide or support animal due to blindness, deafness, or physical disability, or because the user is a handler or trainer of such animals. In housing and commercial property cases, such actions are also unlawful when based upon age or familial status. In all areas, the Act makes it unlawful to discriminate against any person because of the disability of an individual with whom the person is known to have a relationship or association. These anti-discrimination laws are enforced by the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. Disability access to the Commission. The Commission encourages individuals with disabilities to participate in its programs. If you anticipate needing special accommodations or have questions about the physical access provided, please contact the regional office that serves you immediately so that assistance with any proceeding may be obtained. The complaint. If you believe that you have been the victim of unlawful discrimination in employment, housing, or public accommodations, you may discuss your concerns with a Commission staff member who will answer your questions and help you decide whether you should file a complaint with the Commission. Page 2. The Commission is available to help you draft the wording of the complaint and prepare it in legal form for your verified signature. Before you sign the complaint, make sure that it is an accurate account of what happened to you to the best of your knowledge and belief. This is important because Pennsylvania law provides penalties for persons who knowingly file false complaints. You must file your complaint within 180 days of the alleged act of discrimination, unless you are able to convince the Commission that you are legally justified in not filing within this period. You have the right to be represented before the Commission by a private attorney if you so desire. If your complaint allegations are also covered by federal laws, the Commission will process your complaint for dual filing with the appropriate federal agency. After you have filed your complaint, it will receive a docket number and will be served on the respondent, the person you have named in your complaint as responsible for the alleged discrimination, within 30 days from the date of docketing. The respondent will then be required to answer your complaint within no more than 60 days of the date it was served. The respondent is required to provide you with a copy of their answer. The investigation. Your complaint will be investigated by a commission investigator. In dealing with your investigator, please remember that you must give all the facts if the commission is to properly resolve your complaint. Make your investigator fully aware of details. Answer all questions you are asked, even if you think the answer might weaken your complaint. Your investigator will then be better prepared if such information is discussed by the respondent. Names, dates, places, addresses, and the like should be as accurate as possible. Please make available to your investigator any witnesses or documents, such as a payroll slip or a rent receipt, which may substantiate your charges. In addition, the commission has the power to subpoena relevant witnesses or documents if it becomes necessary to do so. The law prohibits anyone from taking any action against you because you have filed a complaint, or against a witness who has testified or assisted in a commission proceeding, or against anyone who has otherwise opposed any practice forbidden by the Pennsylvania Human Relations Act. Please keep your investigator advised of any change in your address or telephone number, or the address or phone number of your attorney. Page 3. The Fact-Finding Conference and Further Investigation. A fact-finding conference is often held by the commission as soon as possible. Commission staff will conduct the conference, at which you and the respondent present evidence and documents. This conference is designed to speed up the investigation and, possibly, to help reach a fair settlement of your complaint. Please note that a fact-finding conference may not be held in your case. There are several reasons why a fact-finding conference may not be held. The case may be settled, a complainant or respondent or both may refuse to participate in the fact-finding conference, or the investigator may determine that a conference is not necessary based upon all the circumstances. If your complaint is not resolved at the fact-finding conference, or if one is not held, the investigation will continue. The investigator will interview the respondent and any other relevant witnesses and will review all pertinent records and documents that are obtained. You may be asked to clarify your complaint in the light of new information or to rebut the responses of the respondent. If you should learn or remember any additional information, please notify your investigator immediately. Results of the investigation. The commission investigation may find 1. No probable cause or lack of jurisdiction and move to dismiss the complaint, or 2. Probable cause and act to correct the discrimination and its effects. Cases may also be resolved by a voluntary settlement prior to a formal finding or by an administrative closure. You will be notified by mail if the commission dismisses the case and told of any appeal rights you may have. If within 1 year after filing a complaint with the commission, the complaint is not yet resolved, or if the commission dismisses the complaint, you may bring action in the courts of common pleas of the Commonwealth. The conciliation. If the investigation establishes probable cause, efforts to adjust the complaint through conciliation will take place as soon as possible. The respondent will be asked to 1. Cease and desist from the specific discriminatory act or practice involved in the complaint, and 2. Implement whatever actions, programs, or compensation the commission deems necessary to remedy the discrimination uncovered in the investigation. Page 4. The public hearing. If after a probable cause finding there is no satisfactory adjustment, the commission may convene a public hearing at which testimony under oath is presented. Your complaint will be presented by a commission attorney or a private attorney if you prefer. A decision will be rendered and a legally enforceable order issued. This order may be appealed to Commonwealth Court. In certain housing cases, parties will be permitted to elect court action. Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, Central Office, 301 Chestnut Street, Suite 300, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17105-3145, 717-787-4410 for voice, 717-787-4087 or 717-783-9308 for text telephone. Serviced by the Pittsburgh Regional Office, 11th Floor State Office Building, 300 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15222-1210, 412-565-5395 for voice, 412-565-5711 for text telephone. Serviced by the Harrisburg Regional Office, Riverfront Office Center, 1101 to 1125 South Front Street, 5th Floor, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17104-2515. 717-787-9784 for voice, 717-787-7279 for text telephone. Serviced by the Philadelphia Regional Office, 711 State Office Building, 1400 Spring Garden Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19130-4088, 215-560-2496 for voice, 215-560-3599 for text telephone. Pennsylvania is proud to be an equal opportunity employer supporting workforce diversity. The Commission provides equal opportunity in employment and service to the public. End of document.